Log Talk Radio.
Show today on this Saturday. That's how we getting it in. That's how we gonna go. You know everything's gonna be all right. So 7520. How y'all feeling? Care Bears in the house. Stacy White is in the house. Thanks for coming on through. I appreciate y'all. How much? This much. Y'all can't even see my arms outstretched. You can't see my arms outstretched, but trust and believe, I'm almost touching wall to wall. It's all good. Grandparents have to be better than mommy and daddy. Who doesn't talk good about their grandparents? You'd be hard-pressed to ever find somebody that talks down about their grandparents, even if their grandparents were only around when they were super, super young. You know, sometimes grandparents might pass away. You might only be like 3 or 4. Speaking of 3 or 4, if y'all remember back in the 80s, the late 80s, with the jazz singer Diane Reeves, I think that was her name, silver gray hair, neatly combed in place. There were four generations of love on her face. Anyway, she was talking about her grandmother. And when she talked about her grandmother, and this was a great song. It was a great song, and it was a hit song. And one of the reasons why people resonated, I mean, why the song resonated with so many people was because most people really, really love their grandparents, and they have a strong affection for their grandparents, and they look at their grandparents as people who are worthy of respect. But in the song, I think she talks about her grandparents, her grandmother only, you know, like, passing away when she was like 3 or 4 years old. She was a baby girl. You know? Now, I could be wrong about that, but I've listened to that song hundreds of times. Maybe thousands of times. And yeah, she was real young. Well, maybe she's just talking about being real young in certain parts of the song. But I know that she was a little girl when her grandmother passed away, and she held on to that love and that affection and that respect of her grandparents, you know, for a long time, which she should have. So my point is, even when people didn't even really get to know their grandparents, they normally speak about their grandparents with legendary status. Like, yo, my grandmother was all that. She used to do this. She used to do that. My grandfather, he owned this. He used to go here. He was responsible for this. Like, this town was named after my grandfather. I don't know about y'all, but I know so many people who have told me stories like that. Down south. Yeah, this town was named after my grandfather because he built this town with his bare hands. You see that house over here? Over there? My grandfather built that. Yeah. Brick, mortar, the wood, he wired the whole house, did the plumbing. There was a time when there was nothing but an outhouse. My grandfather was the first man in the whole town to learn how to do indoor plumbing. We was the first, my family was the first people in the whole town that had a toilet in the house. A what? Yes, a toilet. We had running water in the house. You did? Yes, we did. No more going outside to the well. We didn't care if the well ran dry. We got water in the crib. People tell stories about their grandfathers. I mean, it might be true. Those stories that they tell may be true. But you have to think to yourself, each set of grandparents was someone's children, and then they were someone's parents. And all children make mistakes, and all parents make mistakes. And sometimes the mistakes that children and parents make are catastrophic, and they can have long-term consequences as far as how those mistakes impacted the children or the grandchildren. But nonetheless, we always find a way to talk about our grandparents like they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. I know I do. I'm well aware of the shortcomings that my grandmother had. But I know this. I love the hell out of my grandmother. She was funny. She was smart. You know, I mean, to be totally honest with you, my grandmama played mind games. She was about that life. Libra born, October 16th? Yeah. She used her head a lot. But, you know, but she was one of a kind. And most people speak about their grandparents like everybody loved their grandparents. Now, can it all be true? Can it be true for all grandparents? Can it? We got us a topic today, y'all. We talk about our grandparents today. Yeah, my mom and daddy, they was all right, but they was abusive, but not like my grandparents. They used to give me everything, take me everywhere, give me all the love and affection, provide my protection. And yo, cause nobody cooked better than grandmama. Woo! Every single summer, the kids would come around the house because my grandmama gave out gifts. You know what I'm talking about, to the lift. Shop driving when she was like 45. Grandmother never really drove, but I'm telling yo, we got stories to tell. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is a Saturday.
This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, bust a bike, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I'm your host, Sun 752. I said Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I am your host, Sun 752, and I feel like a real man should. And we are talking about grandparents have to be better than mommy and daddy. Grandparents be better than mommy and daddy. Grandparents have to be better than mommy and daddy. Grandparents have to be better than mommy and daddy. You can't have grandparents not be a good mom and dad. Well, that's crazy. Make you mad when you think that it could be the other way around. Yo, you can't come from something or nothing. I found that where you come from is where you're going to be. It doesn't have to be exactly the way that I said, but you make your own bed now, lie in it. Yo, you stop trying. Okay. Grandparents have to be better than mommy and daddy. Do you agree? Yes. No. You know, many of our mommies and daddies became grandparents themselves. How do your children feel about your mom and your dad? Do they think that they're the greatest thing? Do they think like, mommy, daddy, y'all cool. You know what I mean? Y'all good, but y'all ain't like grandmama and granddaddy. It makes some more. I mean, you ain't like grandmama and granddaddy. You know how many grandparents have protected their grandchildren? You know how many big mamas and protected they little mamas, like, don't you put a hand on that baby. Don't you put a hand on that baby. Don't you put a hand on that baby. If you put a finger on that baby, I'ma cut it off. So let's see. Stacy says, my grandma was my second mom. And she says, my grandmother had a second chance in life, so she poured it all into her grandkids. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. And she also said she was a good mom. She was definitely a better grandparent. See, now that sounds to me like you have a really good understanding of how your grandparents had to take their journey. A lot of people don't really clock the journey of their grandparents. We think that back in the day things were so different. Maybe we figured they were so much easier or so much harder. And but for our grandparents to make it through in those days when, especially, you know, black grandparents, black people back in the turn of the 20th century, which was the 1900s, didn't have a lot. They just didn't have a lot. They didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have a lot of education. They didn't have a lot of options. So they really had to work with what they had. And many of our grandparents worked with what they had. But did they all work well? Let's take a look. This is what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We about to get this thing popping. It's on. Okay. Caribbean says, my grandparents are great grandparents. My grandparents and great grandparents were the most amazing people. And she says, I have one grandparent left. And Stacy White says, my grandma was a Virgo. She was about that life. A Virgo, rock the house. See all the Virgos rock, shock, and turn it out. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, we hold our grandparents in high regard and high esteem. The highest level of respect that we have for anybody are normally seniors. We came up in a generation, and I don't want to get on today's generation. I'm not going to do that. But I hear today's generation talk about their grandparents
as if they were like the greatest thing ever. I saw a video the other day. I don't mean to get this far off track because I was getting ready to say something else, but I saw this video the other day, and this young cat was talking about how, well, he was talking about his mom. He said, man, those kids born in the 70s, they was built different. And he was saying all of this validating, glorifying, complimentary stuff about people born in the 1970s, how they were so responsible and how they were so hardworking and how they were so understanding and how they were so motivated and how they were so educated and how they just got the party started. And it ain't been nobody born since them who has got it popping or who has shown that type of strength and resilience. And I was like, you know, we the grandparents now. We the grandparents now. You know, the 70s babies are grandparents. You know, that's us. And I'm thinking about me knowing exactly, I was born in 1970, so I got the party started. So I've seen everything in front of 1970. I mean, everything that came after 1970, I've seen it. So all our trials and tribulations, all of our changes, all of the things, all of our development. And I'm thinking like, listening to him in that video, I'm like, hey, it got me to wondering, are we worthy of the praise that he was giving? And on one level, I think we were. I think he was totally accurate. And on the other hand, he embellished a little bit because he doesn't know. But he was saying it the way he sees it. He was saying it the way he sees it. And I'm like, wow. Well, all right. Sure, one thing is for sure, we were not the twerking them generation. I want to see what those grandchildren are going to say about their grandparents. Yo, what do you want to say? My grandmama used to get an eagle on all the time. Or, you know, we got her on video. And TikTok 2065. I don't know. Nathan Rogers says 70s mechanics were the worst. You know what? That's something I never would have thought of. 70s mechanics. Do you mean the mechanics in the 70s or the people born in the 70s who are mechanics now? Because that's interesting. Nathan Rogers says, they just pull a cord loose and tell you to leave your car with them for a week or two. Modern government, religion, healthcare. I don't even know what to say about that. I got nothing. I'm not even sure where you're going with that. But it's all right. You know another thing? Yo, don't call into the show today. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. On the weekends, you can call into the show. So if you would like to have your voice heard, if you would like to come on the show and ask a question, make a statement, tell a story, yell, scream, holler, cry, laugh, get it off of your chest, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. That's all good. Nathan Rogers says, I have to go to work. Yo, I appreciate you coming through. I appreciate your commentary. I appreciate your support. Thank you. Salute. All right. But yeah, but anybody else who may not be in the chat but wants to, you know, dispute this or actually agree with this or however, or if you have something to say, 6199 is the number to call. You can call in and we can talk about it in front of everybody. Everybody, anybody, everybody. All right. So, okay. Care Bear says, we were the house party generation. Interesting. We were. And I think we were the last one. We were the last house party generation. Because those house parties in the 80s did not carry over into house parties in the 90s. I don't remember going to very many house parties in the 90s. Which is interesting because that's when the movie House Party came out. Go figure. It's like a movie about disco coming out in 1980. It's like, well, there are a few discos left, but they won't be around in 82. And they weren't. All right. So, Stacey White says, yeah, Omar, I got it in me, but I'm not about that life. I will call the cops on you if you trespass against my property in a minute. Care Bear says he's right. Break your car just to get business. Okay, now I understand. I wasn't getting that. I didn't get that out of that. Okay, wow. Well, see, in the 70s we were still dealing with carburetors in the car. Cars were a lot easier to fix back then, but evidently they were a lot easier to break too. I know one thing, these cars nowadays, with all that computerized stuff, you almost can't get a modern day car fixed. Everything is just too digital. It's too computerized. And actually, I don't think that that's a good thing. But let's get back to this thing. Stacey White says, before my grandmother passed, I told my grandmother that she was my favorite grandmother. That's what's up. So was that your grandmother on your mother's side or your grandmother on your father's side? Maternal or paternal? Maternal or paternal? Well, anyway, our grandparents were somebody's children and they were somebody's parents and now they're grandparents. Have they all evolved? Are all grandparents worthy of the title of better than our parents? See, our parents are people that we often have problems with. We may have deep-seated, deep-rooted problems with our parents because our parents have done things in our lives that we may not have appreciated. Our parents were the ones who enforced all of the rules, their rules, and we may have resented some of those rules that our parents enforced. But I think it's interesting how we have the double standard. Like our parents will tell us that we're not allowed to do something or that we can't do something, and we'll get angry at them. We don't think that is fair. We may sometimes think that they're trying to control our lives or keep us from growing up or, you know, something negative in the way that they are governing our lives, our family lives and our growth. But our grandparents will say no and we'll just, like, we got to eat that. Your mama said no, you trying not to speak to your mom. Like, you know what, I ain't got nothing to say to you. As if your mom can't withstand a silent treatment from you. Just made me think that maybe that's what they're talking about when they say that you have to stop trying to be a friend to your parents, to your kids, because friends will worry about you giving them the silent treatment with a cold shoulder and all of that. Friends may cave in to your advances, your pouting, your spoiled bratty ways. Parents would be like, yeah, well, no means no. Go to your room. Think about it. Do your homework. After you wash these dishes, do your homework. And by the way, you're not going outside. Those are parents. They don't give a fuck. Parents don't give a fuck. But grandparents would be like, no, I don't think that's a good idea. And by the way, be back in this house by 8 o'clock because the door locks at 8. So honestly, it might be a better idea for you to be back in the house by 7:45 because the door is locked at 8 and they don't open back up until 7 the next day when everybody else is going to work. But these doors lock at 8 and you don't have no key because this ain't really your house. You're staying here, but this ain't really your house. You know, I'm just holding. This is your holding cell while you are exiled from your crib or because you ran away. Shout out to everybody who ran away from their house, who ran away from their parents' house to go seek asylum in at their grandparents' house. Shout out to all of y'all. I'm out of here. I don't have to take this bullshit. I don't care. No. My mom be tripping. My dad be tripping. I'm leaving. I got a job. I don't need y'all. I can make it on my own. You go straight to your grandmother's house. On my own. Once again. Oh, your grandmother's on your mother's side, Stacey. Okay. Care Bear says, shout out to my oldest daughter. Like, listen, man. You know, man, many people have done it. I'm running away. But you know the number. And that's another thing. You know, the phone number to your grandmother's crib don't change. Your grandparents' phone number don't change. There's no reason. I don't care with the addition of cell phones and none of that shit. Grandparents' phone numbers don't change. Not at the crib, they don't. Your grandparents might still refer to their phone number by the letter exchange. Remember the first three numbers, you know, before your phone number had 10 digits, it only had 7 digits. It was a local call. And the first three digits had letters on them. For example, my phone number growing up, I remember it was VI9, which was 849, VI9-9208. That was my phone number growing up. 849-9208. VI9, and it took a long time for some people to stop saying VI9. Evidently, oh wow, wait, Stacey White says, I ran away to my grandmother's house. Yes, I did. Okay. All right, young fox. And Care Bear understands the assignment here. OL97263. Yeah, well, the likelihood, unless your grandparents moved, and I didn't have grandparents that moved. You know, we didn't. My grandparents, they might have moved from down south up here, but, you know, they got established. They got a crib. That's where they was going to be. Unless, you know, some event happened where they made way more money and were able to upgrade their living conditions. Other than that, VI99208. My mom has been living in the same house for damn near 60 years. It's going on 60 years. She did change her number a couple of times. But that was way before she became a grandmother. Our numbers ain't changed since she became a grandma. It's still VI9 but it ain't 9208 no more. Actually, it's VI4. I'm sorry. It's VI4. Sexy White says, I still remember my grandmother's number. But yeah, so there was a sense of stability that came along with our grandparents that our parents may not have had. Our parents may have been together as man and wife, and they may not have been. Our parents are people that we may have watched change partners, get married, get divorced, have other children, break up. You see, our grandparents was past all of that. But not everybody's grandparents was past all of that. Not everybody's grandparents was past all of that. Shoot, my grandmother was always talking about, yeah, I'm getting me another boyfriend. I'm going to get me a boyfriend. I never met my maternal grandfather. He passed before I was born. So I watched my grandmother still get her date on in the 70s and 80s. But I swear she was still talking about that boyfriend stuff in the 90s for a fact. What up, Dimples DYZ? Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Thanks for coming on through. And GYTYYU on the Russian side of things. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. So we're talking about our grandparents have to be better than mommy and dad. They have to be. We watched our mom and our dad change. Some of us watched our mom and our dads grow up, even if they were full-fledged adults. You know how the adult that you are in your 20s and 30s are often different than the adult that you become in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. So many of us have watched our parents evolve. Our grandparents were already established. Our grandparents had like a bunch of money stashed somewhere. I mean, does everybody's grandparent have some money stashed away somewhere that some of those evil family members of ours know about and are just waiting for our grandparents to pass away so they can fight over the money, steal the money, go get the money, have dominion over the money, control over the money, power of attorney over the money. I got the money. I got the money. He wanted me to have it anyway. No, he told me that he ain't want any of y'all to have nothing. That's why he ain't leave a will. He left all the money with me. I'm going to break some of y'all off with some. Some of y'all ain't getting nothing. Yo, Uncle Jimmy, I'm sorry. You can't get no money. You can't get no money because you stole everything when you was on the crack. When you was on that shit, you stole from grandmama. You stole from everybody else. And now, so whatever you took, that's what you got. So whatever you got for that VCR, hold on to that. Whatever you got from the TV, hold on to that. Whatever you got for those bamboo earrings with the name in the middle, hold on to that, Uncle Jimmy. You can't get none. But Grandmama did love you. She loved you. Grandparents were established. They knew the value of a dollar. They knew about saving. And they knew about having a lot. I don't, you know what, I'm getting very personal. But from what I know, all the grandparents that I knew kept a refrigerator full of food. I ain't never known nobody's grandparents that didn't have a bunch of food in it. In the refrigerator. Refrigerator, deep freezers. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of them had to move food out of the way in order to put new food in. Some food just went in there. I mean, they stored food. Cupboards full of food. Box items, canned items. You know, because they came from a different generation. They came from a generation where, you know, the food wasn't easy to come by. And people were labeled as straight up poor. Like, I'm poor. I can't afford meat, you know. My mom told me the reason that she doesn't like beans to this day, beans, is because when she grew up, she had to eat beans all the time. And evidently, most of the time, the beans didn't have no ham hocks in them. They ain't had no, it wasn't no turkey butts and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ate pork back in the day down south. You know, that's just how it was. So, yeah. So, she's like, nah, I ain't eating beans no more. I don't like no beans. I'm like, but mom, beans is the shit. She's like, man, you go ahead. I'll make the beans. My mom will make me a whole pot of beans. She ain't eating them shit. She ain't eating them. Grandparents hold on to items of concern of theirs. Sometimes they're material items. Sometimes they're emotional items. Sometimes they are things that you can't see, hear, or touch. Like many grandparents hold on to grudges. You know, holler at me if you come from grandparents that when they stop fucking with somebody, they stop fucking with them for good. Like, when your grandparents, and you respected it, because it was like, if my grandparents don't like somebody, then that person ain't to be liked. Did we scrutinize our grandparents? Did our grandparents always have the justification for not liking certain things, for being prejudiced against certain things? Maybe, maybe not. But the bottom line is, we took their validation as having greater value than our parents, many of us. Not all of us, but many of us. And don't let your grandparents be good looking back in the day. Because people, don't let your grandmama have been some kind of beauty queen back in the day. People be like, see, my grandmother was a blah, 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 blah. My granddaddy, people still love my granddaddy. When I have to take him to his doctor's appointment, all the nurses be trying to cater my granddaddy. They be like, leave my granddaddy alone. You know what I mean? We ain't here to pick up no Viagra. Check his blood pressure. Make sure his vitals are straight. But yeah, they love my granddaddy, and that's how he always was. He was slick. He always was a slick talker, a great dresser, a hellified dancer. My parents might have been the same thing, but we may not have looked at it the same. We looked at our parents like having a different motivation. They had a different motivation than our parents had. I mean, than our grandparents had. Okay. Stinky White says, my grandmother used to be a housekeeper. And so did mine. My grandmother was a housekeeper. And my mom used to have to do housekeeping. But my mom wasn't having it. Because she only did, you know, from her point of view, we had to do housekeeping work, and we only did it for white people. And those white people, you know, they treated us like slaves. My mom got a real she harbors very hard feelings about black people doing housekeeping work. Like, she don't, well, for the other man, I should say. A job is a job. But she like, nah, never again. Never again. But speaking of housekeeping, don't let your grandparents have like a professional job back in the day, because it doesn't seem like a lot of us did a lot of things outside of manual labor. Don't let your grandmom or your granddad have had an office job back in the day. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, I don't know if any of y'all have people down in D.C., down in Washington, D.C., but a lot of black people down in Washington, D.C. had jobs working for the state. I will never forget when my mom's friend, my mom's girlfriend, invited us down to D.C. at her parents' crib, at her people's crib, you know, for Thanksgiving. So we went down there Thanksgiving, me, my mom, my dad, my oldest sister, and my middle sister. And my oldest sister didn't want to go. She wanted to, you know, she wanted to chill, go to the local high school football game, you know, I mean, participate in those activities. Anyway, you should have seen this crib. We thought we had money in the 70s. I was in this crib like, what the fuck? From that time on, I thought all black people down in D.C. had money. And it turns out a lot of them do. But they ain't get it. They ain't get it. This wasn't construction job money. I don't know if they was president of the United States, vice president, secretary of defense, secretary of state. I don't know. I don't know if they were Congress people. I don't know what they did for a living, but I know they worked for the state down in D.C. And this crib was, I was like, well, damn. They had this, I'll never forget, they had this train set that went through the whole house. I'm looking at this train set, like, I never wanted a train set before I saw that shit. It was spectacular. And I couldn't have been more than like 7 years old when we went down there. But they was living high off the hog. I went, shoot, like I said, I thought we had money. My dad made good money. We went home, I was like, Dad, how come we Goodyear tires are very good tires. But when you get some Yokohama tires. Yeah. Don't let your grandparents have had an office job or a professional job back in the day. Back in the day when we wasn't supposed to hold those kind of jobs. You know, those kinds of jobs. Like back in the 40s, 50s, 60s. Like you work, you do what? You make how much? You know who? Because people talked about their grandparents like that. Like, yo. Like they was the original Barack Obamas. Oh, wow. Stacey says, I remember my mother when she was in her 30s. Okay, me too. Me too, definitely. Even though my mom had me when she was 29. Dimples D says, well, my grandparent did leave money for their 12 children. But since it was a lot of them, they was happy to get a part. Yeah, shoot. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All I'm talking about is when one of the parents, when one of the uncles or aunts tries to control all the money. You know, people get greedy after a funeral, man. It get ugly. It get nasty. Okay. They said, be very quiet. I found that stuff too. I'm lost on that one. Okay, but it says, true, always food and snacks. Mm-hmm. And my parents followed through, Temple says. Stacey says, I keep food in my icebox. Stacey also says, I don't like beans to this day either. Find out this is an Aquarius thing. So this says, Shirley, show the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Bob? Kimber says, oh, my FNG. My principal always had a crush on my grandmother. Dimple Z says, facts.
the women in my family, once they no longer want to be a friend with you, it's over. You died to the family. Listen, Dimples, all of our grandparents couldn't have been right, because who they was cutting ties with was somebody's grandparents too. They couldn't have always been right, but to us, they was always right. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about our grandparents have to be better than mommy and daddy. They got to be better than mommy and daddy. Mommy and daddy don't understand. They don't know. They don't know what time it is. They don't have enough experience. They ain't patient enough. They too violent. They too busy with other things. They too stressed out. They suffer from depression. They be taking out their anger and frustration and all kinds of shit on us. And they stingy. They don't want to give them no money. We can't go to the mall. We can't go to the movies. We can't hang out with our friends. We can't stay out. We can't go to no parties. She won't let nobody stay over the house. She won't let me stay over nobody else's house. FP. Hit the gritty old man. What's the gritty? I might be too old to know what the gritty is. What's the gritty? What's the gritty? She says, I always had a coat and TV. Always had a coat and a TV. Your grandmother provided that. I hear that. Kevin says, my grandfather worked for the Board of Education. Need I say more? You know what I'm talking about. Loreen Page. Lori is in the house. What's going on, Lori? She says, you wouldn't clean black people's house because they want to barter or pay you next week. We ain't clean black people's house because all black people clean their own house back in the day. We ain't have servants. But imagine the ones of us who did. I didn't know none of it. But I'm sure we did. There were plenty of Georges and Wheezy Jeffersons back in the day. But what about back before that day? Before the 70s? Before the 60s? Before the 50s? You know, black people holding professional positions in corporate America and such. It just, I'm not saying that it wasn't any of us, but we were not representative of the general, of our general population. FP says, is construction job money only if you own the construction? Is construction job money only if you own the construction company? Well, you know, you have laborers and you have skilled labor on construction sites. We don't normally talk about the person who owns the whole construction company. But yeah, if you were ambitious and diligent enough to own your own construction company, getting those contracts, salute to you. That's because that's what I'm talking about. I like that. I like commercial success. Financial success. I don't necessarily like the word commercial success because it kind of puts the mind frame into like promotion, advertisement, TV, radio, internet, you know. So she says, some grandparents did not keep their money in the bank. I'm going to be that type of grandparent. My money would not be in no bank. I believe in the cash and the stash, baby. You know what I mean? When I hit it big, and there's no doubt that that's going to happen, that money going to be, look, when I pass, I'm going to leave a mat for y'all to go dig it up. Hopefully, a gopher or a groundhog don't get to it first.
you know what? I'm going to put it in a metal box. I'm going to put the money in a burlap sack and then in a metal box and bury that shit. But nah. Mm-mm. Banks is shady. Shady. FP says, you have a big cranium. How many kilograms can you hit with your mind? Guess what else, FP? I not only have a big cranium, but I got a big head, too. And it hits hard. Real big, you know what I'm saying? Now, that wouldn't concern you, but I'm just, you know. And normally I wouldn't say that, but I'm saying it today. Okay. Oh, the gritty is a dance. All right. Since you know so much about it, you do it. By the way, y'all can call into the show, 319-527-6199. That's the number to call, 319-527-6199. Yes, yes, y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get yourself. 319-527-6199. Call in. Press number one. That will let me know that you would like to speak. You can express yourself in any way. YouTube censors people. I don't. You can say whatever you want. You can talk about how big my head is. You can throw out racial slurs. You can scream, yell, cry. You can start bitching. I'll give you a good 10 minutes to get your shit off. Like, go ahead. Just let it out, man. You know what I mean? We call it the hour of power. 10 minutes of fame. 15 minutes of game. And, FP, you can do the gritty. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max and chill. Thanks for coming through. And Humbled and Kristen, thanks for coming through. All right, Shirley Cheryl says, my grandma was so great to me. So great, my uncle, her son, sold her body out of the hospital and went to Georgia, leaving us with nothing but memories to have a funeral with. How do you get a body out of the hospital? Not the morgue. What? What did you sign the body out? Did he own his own funeral home or something? How do you get a body out of it? I don't even know what to do with that story, Cheryl. I got nothing. And I bet your uncle was somebody's father. I told you grandparents had to be better than mommy and daddy. I told. Yo, I don't know what to do with that story. I'm so sorry. Sheesh. Cheryl says, she taught me the books and the streets. She ran a number house and was a teacher in the school district, not mixing the two. So your grandmother knew how to code switch. She was a code switching grandma. Let me go put on my school district of Philadelphia hat. I'm out here being an educator, an NTA, whatever I got to do. Whatever I have to do. And then when I get home, I kick it with the Italian gangsters and make sure that they got their number running money. You know how the local numbers work. They go by the horse races. So the way that the horses come in and winning position is how the street number comes out. And you know the street number paid more than the state lottery. Vegeta, if you ran numbers, you had to be associated with the Italian mob. And that meant that you was a made man or woman. You ever think that maybe that was the reason your uncle took... Oh, my God. What the hell? What the hell? Stacey White says, my grandmother will hide money, and I found it. You didn't steal it, did you? Show Hunter says, I never knew my grandfather. Okay. Oh, humbled and Christian. Yeah. You know what? Yo, dude, you got to get some new material. You said that last night. Or the night before or something. This is not your first time here. And get what medal? Now when I had on my silver Sun 752 piece, he asked the same question. You asked, come on, dude, you gotta be prolific. Come through with new material. Listen, I do this show every day. I gotta come up with fresh material every day, straight off the dome. This ain't scripted material. I talk to y'all. You gotta do what I do. If you're going to come on here, you're going to troll. You got to be a good troll. You got to troll right. Come with some new material. Yeah, get fly on them. You know, make people, other people in the chat be like, yo, that was a good one, man. You can't, you ain't nobody going to fuck with that. Did you get that medal in the Special Olympics? It was all right last night or the other day. But come on, man, you recycling. I'm a battle rap fan. You can't be recycling. Come on, man. Okay, Dipple says, well, my grandmother was tough. My grandfather was a Hess driver, wow, who was traveling all around the state, but he was an alcoholic, and my grandmother made him stick to everything. So your grandfather, if he was a Hess driver, that means he was a CDL owner. Shout out to all my CDL license owners. Because one thing about a person who has a CDL license, they can always work. They can always work. You know what I mean? And they can always make good money. And we associate our grandparents with making good money. A lot of our parents didn't make good money, or they didn't manage their money right. Grandparents always seem to have managed their money right. You don't really see grandparents struggling to pay their bills. They always have money. It seems like they always have money to give you money to save you, to keep you from getting evicted, to keep your car from getting repossessed, to keep your lights on, to help you pay your kids' tuition if they was in private school, to be able to afford for them to go on field trips or, you know, trips down to Virginia, the Baltimore Aquarium, some overnight camp shit. Grandparents always seem to have managed their money right. But did all grandparents manage their money right? No. And all grandparents didn't have great jobs, but they had money from somewhere, it seemed like. Did they inherit some money from somebody? Who knows? One thing is for sure, grandparents believe in life insurance. Can I get an amen for that? Grandparents believe in some life insurance. That was like the mainstay of the black community back in the day. You may not have made any money at the job that you worked at for 50 years, but when somebody passed, you're going to get paid. You're going to get paid. Could that have been where the money came from? Because it doesn't seem like, all right, nowadays, somebody get paid off of case money. Somebody get paid off of, some insurance money or something like that. And they fuck the money up real quick. Our grandparents seem to have worked the money the way it was supposed to be worked. Not saying that they invested or opened up businesses or created some residual income. They put the money away. They did what they needed to do, maybe paid off the house or something like that. And the rest of the money might have lasted them for the rest of their lives because they kept working and they stopped spending. Still had a fly whip in the driveway. You know, this is back in the, you know, this is when, you know, back in the day, the cars was short in the back and long in the front. I don't know what was going on under the hood, but it was a lot of space between the street and the driver's seat. Say, be careful with that. YouTube does not like unhinged shit. Man, YouTube good. I know the rules. So you can like report me or something like that, but it ain't gonna do shit because they gonna check. They gonna check the stream anyway, and they gonna realize like, oh, you're a troll, and you have no bounds. I'm a good standing. I'm in good standing. Chill with the bullying. How about you just shut up? Matter of fact, if you keep it up, I'm going to make a move on you. So I suggest you play nice because I don't make threats. I will deliver on what I say I'm going to do. But you're getting a little bit too much time now. So I'm going to ignore you. And if you keep up your shit, so I suggest you be good, you little punk motherfucker. All right. Dimple says, my grandmother made sure she was the POA, power of attorney. That's why all 12 got the money. She was drunk. He was drunk every time he signed papers. Wow. Magnolia says, your beard still fresh, bro. Appreciate you saying that, man. I appreciate the compliment. It does. That is a compliment, though. It feels like a compliment. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Stacey White says, I don't steal. I can dig it. And she also says, I found that money after she passed. I shared that money, too. I wish I hadn't said nothing to nobody, though. I understand exactly where you going with that. I do. No, I said, A to the men. I hear that. Magnolia says, reading the chat from 1862. I'm just goofing. I know you like to get Laura. I'm sorry, man. Y'all faster than me. Y'all faster. I'm sorry. Y'all moving ahead. Y'all already in 2025. Here I am, 1995, chilling in a Chevy Lumina. Shout out to the 1995 Chevy Lumina. It's a good car. Very good engine. You said my grandma always kept the car. Lori says, I wish some G parents weren't as trusting with people as they showed in their space, as they allowed in their space. Sorry. Because when they die, the crooks come out. My family just experienced this. Yeah, I know. Peace to you, Magnolia. Appreciate you. Kevin says, he be taking forever to read the chat. No lies detected. So what? I'm almost at the end now. FB says, I just turned 18. I'm a big boy. Where can I get an adult sippy cup like yours? I keep running out of my meat juice while watching, I don't know. Sippy cup. This is my big one. See, I like that no spill shit. You know, because I move around. So I like that no spill shit. Yeah. Gotta have that green juice. Gotta have that green juice. Yo, man. Magnolia, they, you know what I mean? They need love, son. They need love. They need love. I understand. I know how it is. You know, they need attention. You know, he said he just turned 18. He might be telling the truth. He might be lying. But I know one thing. He ain't got no girlfriend. People who get good love and good loving, they ain't got time to be trolling. Like, man, my girl don't respect that shit. She like, yo, stop playing the game for a minute. Come feeling my titties or something. He's like, yo, but wait. I'm playing Call of Duty. Sorry, that's me. That's me. Beet juice? Nah, it's not beet juice. Oh yeah, hold on, what did he say?
Running out of meat juice. I don't know.
You saying the beet juice? I think he's saying skeet juice. Maybe his boyfriend left him. You know, boyfriend might have left him. You know, he might be one of them dick in the booty ass type dudes. He might be a dick in the booty. Dick in the booty. Got the beat. Dip, 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 dip. Dick in the booty. Dick in the booty. Dick in the booty. Ow! 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 Said low-key looks like pickle water. Nah, this has collard greens in it. It has cucumber in it. It has spinach in it. It has tomato, radish, eggplant, a little bit of celery, a lot of garlic. It has black seed in it, chlorella. Y'all can write this stuff down. Chlorella and turmeric in it. Oh, and some echinacea. There's echinacea in here. So if y'all know about echinacea, the herb echinacea, that keeps you from getting sick. That builds up your immunity to colds and flu and COVID and all that old crazy stuff. So, you know, I'm not the healthiest man in the world. I definitely got a little weight on me. I got to do something about this tummy. But this stuff will keep me right. I've been drinking this since 2014. I developed it myself. I call it colon ream. You know, this is your colon. And it be reaming that shit out. And it's proven effective. Magnolia says, no cat. That sounds nasty. But if you F with it, more power to you. I mean, listen, I live and let live. Let him do what he do. I don't know. Let him do what he do. Grandparents. Back to the grandparents. Get the triangle on the grandparents, man. Three times for grandparents. No other show where you see a triangle. So if you go to any other blogger shows and you see them with a triangle, they came to this show because y'all ain't seen a triangle since music class back in the day. Triangle. Yeah. And back in music class, they wouldn't let you play with the triangle. But they would only let you do one or two things with the triangle. But I am down with the triangle. What? Alright. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Okay. My Russian people are in here. I can't pronounce your name because I can't understand the language, the letters. But positive and I think that says positive and peaceful. He says, when did the triangle come into the mix? Oh, damn, my brother from the... Yeah, I've been messing with the triangle for like a good month now.
At the end of the month,
you know, like the who?
Triangle, lean on me, lean on me, lean on me, lean on me. I said, triangle, lean on me, 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 lean on me.
My Russian people says respect and respect to bro. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Stacey says, I love my father's mother too. My grandparents on my father's side. No doubt. No doubt. All right, Russian people, he says, under the beatbox listening, we'll be driving. That's what's up. Magnolia says, the perks just hit. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy. We about to get out of here in a minute, man. We about to get it. Oh, wait a minute. Was you talking about this first? This is tea. This is tea. Red clover, dandelion, mullein, and there's definitely some honey and lime in here. And and spearmint. So I don't know if you was talking about this one. This was the one I gave you all the ingredients to the first time. This is tea. Yeah, this is definitely not pickle juice. This is tea. And this bag in here that you see, it's a canvas bag. You know what? Hold on a second. This is how this works. So I go to the herb store, and instead of getting a tea ball, I get these canvas bags. They call them cotton bags. So you put the tea. Hold on. Let me get you open. Okay. So the bag that you see in there is like this. You see how it has this little drawstring on it? So you put the loose tea inside, and then you pull the drawstring, and then, you know, you just throw it in the hot water, and it dissolves, and the tea changes the color of the bag. So I change these, like, I use this for like a month. So a bag that, they come in three, and, you know, they'll last me for like 90 days. Yeah, the drink is hot tea. We drink hot tea. Without a doubt. Okay. Russian says, we also have tea. It unites everyone, bro. And music. That's what's up, man. He says, slap some ginger up in. Oh, yeah, it's ginger in here. I forgot about that. It's definitely ginger in here. You know, ginger, that's good for that tummy. You gotta keep the tummy right, man. 65%. Of your immune system is found in your intestines. So, you know, we talking about the whole digestive tract and the tummy. The tummy is definitely included in all of that, so we got to stay right. Speaking of staying right, that's another thing that our grandparents knew how to do. They knew about home remedies. They knew about natural methods of how to, you know, ward off diseases and whatever. Not that they didn't get sick. We all have to leave this place. But grandparents knew about alternative solutions and remedies and cures and treatments and things like that. And they passed them down. Like, the things that they did with castor oil was way more than what castor oil was made for. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, like, my dad was a farmer. And his grandfather was a farmer. And when I say my dad was a farmer, that's not what he did for a living. But he knew how to do it. He always kept his backyard full of all kinds of fruits and vegetables, a lot of produce back there. He grew it. And he was a beekeeper. My dad was a straight-up beekeeper. So he became the honey man later in life. He said, are you in good shape? Do you have a secret? I don't have a secret. And I'm in okay shape. I'm nowhere near what I was before. But, you know, I still got some muscle mass here. I'm still rough and tumble. But I gotta do something about the tummy. That tummy. It's, you know what I mean? It's starting to work on my self-esteem. It's really not, but, you know. You can't be in really great health and have, like, a big gut. You just can't do it. Magnolia says his secret is being smart about health. I'm going to keep plugging away. But, you know, in order to be healthy, you got to get up off your ass. So I work every day and I work out most days. I would say every day, but sometimes I'd be tired from work. I'd be like, man, I'm good. Like, this week was rough. This week was rough, man. It was rough. And that's another thing about grandparents. Grandparents do not appreciate laziness. They don't like that. You would think that they've just worked their fingers to the bone their whole lives. All grandparents couldn't have been powerhouses at the job, but it seems like most grandparents would not accept laziness in you. No, you got to do this. You got to do that. You got to go get a job. You got to learn how to manage your money. You got to learn how to make a couple of dollars. You got to learn how to provide. If you're going to have children, if you're going to have a girlfriend, if you're going to have a family, if you're going to have a wife, whatever, you got to be able to bring money. You got to bring home the bacon. You got to do it. Mac always said, bro's built like double-decker muscle. I'm 15 and I hope to be bulk like you. Well, when I was 15, I was skinny. And I mean skinny like this triangle. I didn't start gaining no weight until I started drinking beer and chicken wings in the summer of 1992. I know exactly the point where I started to put on weight. Before then, it was all waist 28. I remember when my waistline went up to 32, I thought I was doing something. You could have told me, I was like, I'm finally big. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious March 23rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go up out our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, LaVette Beasley, turning 47 years old today, and also Felicita Andujar. So if that's Spanish, it's more like Felicita Andujar. Okay. And Mimi Bright, turning 33 years old today, and Rochelle Allison, turning 50 years old today, and Jeffrey Norris, happy birthday to you, and Francia Sorrell, happy birthday to you, and Cammie Danielle, turning 49 years old today, and Fufu Johnson, turning 42 years old today, and Don Banks turning 42 years old today also. No. Yeah, that's true. Okay. And Shaheem Washington. Go get a Shaheem Washington turning 44 years old today. And Barbara McGrath Green, happy birthday to you. And my girl Stephanie E. Wiley, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl who works for Candy Coated Nights. You know, Candy from the group Escape, my girl Esther Farrow, and that's Kim's Wim's cousin. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all, and I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious March 23rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Clock on it. Do the damn. Turn rock out. Clock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Clock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. Our grandparents were really something. and we didn't treat them like nothing. And our parents are good too, but it was like something else. When grandparents came through, the respect level that we showed them for was what we supposed to do, because we was told no joke could ever come between us and make us disrespected. And we did, somebody was going to come at our neck, and we should have passed it on to the next generation because they want some other shit and showing all their frustration. Maybe we didn't teach them enough, but as long as you stay straight and don't ever try to bruff up, everything is going to turn out all right. They are the grandparents of today, tonight, later on. Next year, we going to get our shit together. Yo, I declare war on anybody that disrespect the seniors. I can get with that shit. Yo, to understand the teens is when you have to get the foundation together and make sure that you understand that we got to make it better for each and every person that comes behind us. So rap, I'm doing this thing, but I'm going to tap into the best thing that I know. And that's getting knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That's true, yo. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another daily Go Get Em, another Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So make sure y'all come on through. I want to thank all of y'all for coming through and participating today. And I mean each and every one of y'all, because y'all were all important parts of the story. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So I see y'all tomorrow. And if I don't see y'all tomorrow, I hope I see y'all doing well the next time I see y'all. So blog talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.